says the pasuk with Saskia, do not do so la Hashem Elokeichem. La Hashem Elokeichem. Do not do what? Do not do to Hashem. What it's over here is Tinokesh Losasekein. What's Losasekein? We have to see Rashi. Let's read the pasuk. Losasekein Hashem Elokeichem ki chol tevas Hashem asher sonei. All of the abominations which Hashem hates, also they have done leilohehem to their gods. Ki gam es binehem v'es binoy sehem yisrifu v'esh leilokehem. They burn their own children, their children's daughters, they burn in fire to their gods. Okay, we're describing over here the terrible sins, the terrible horrific sins of the goyim that they offer their children to, they give over their children to the moilich. This refers l'chor to the avodah called moilich, where they burn their children as a sacrifice to this god. Let's see over here, Rashi. Ki gam es b'nehem gam l'rabois es avois sehem v'imois sehem, that there are children that sacrifice their parents to a god. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani re'isi goy shekifosoy le'aviv lefnei kalboi v'acholoi. I witnessed a goy tied his father before a dog v'acholoi, and the dog ate his father. Okay, so when it says over here the word gam, the pasuk here says gam es b'nehem v'es b'noy sehem yeshu v'esh le'elokehem, that the goyim will go and they will give over their children and their daughters to a god, and they will burn them in fire to their gods. Gam is coming to be marbe, that children will also take their parents and offer them in fire to their gods. Okay, you know, today Rachmanos from the hospitals is a very big problem. Very big problem. The protocol in the hospitals, I know a doctor told this to me, is that over a certain age, the hospitals basically they are the protocol is not to basically to put people to sleep, put it like that. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And you can wonder if that's included over here, and this is what they do, that there's really no value of life. It's a very frightening thing. And over here, this pasuk talks about parents killing children, and gam l'rabbi is children killing parents. Okay.
Rabbi, I read someplace a description of this. It's not necessary they put the children into the fires. They will pass it over.
They pass it through the fire. Okay, yeah.
That was a problem for us on Tu Bishvat, when we jumped.
Purim. On Purim. Purim, there was a custom that you jump over a fire. You put a fire in the middle, and moilich, and there's a pit, a fire, and it's a game. The game is not to fall into the fire and get burnt. And you jump over the fire. So the problem is...
like emulating the
imitating the avodah zav moilich. Moilich is a fire, and they didn't burn their children mamish. They passed them over fire as l'shem avodah zav. Now the truth is, if I'm not mistaken, there are many different levels. There are people, you know, that are not willing to go all the way and to actually burn their children fire. So they just pass them over fire. And then there were people that were very religious, they mamish, they burnt them in the fire. They're all different madregos of these meshugoyim of what they did to their children. Okay, you're right, there are different levels. I don't know. It's a very, whatever it is, the Shushal Mikra is pretty scary. And, okay, let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, Lo savit kein kodam Hashem elokoch. Do not do so before Hashem your God. Are called dim rochok kodam Hashem. Because kol dim rochok. Okay, here is a very interesting target. Remember over here it says, ki kol toyavas Hashem. We translate the word toyavas means an abomination. In the English, you shall not act thus towards your God, for they perform for their gods every abhorrent act. Am I pronouncing that word correctly? Abhorrent. Abhorrent. I don't know if I'm sure I'm pronouncing that word correctly. Now, that's abhorrent does not mean abomination. It's a different word. It's a different word, and maybe it's really what the Targum says. There is no Rashi on this word. Let's see what it says over here in the dictionary. In the dictionary, this word, abhorrent, meaning?
Abhorrent.
Abhorrent. Okay, the pronunciation is abhorrent. Okay.
Abhorrent.
Abhorrent. Inspiring disgust and loathing. repugnant. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. It's a to'eva. To'eva, I thought is an abomination. That's the way we commonly translate the word today, a to'eva, an abomination. And here he says it's repugnant. Loathing, inspiring disgust and loathing, repugnant. Racial discrimination was how do you pronounce the word again?
Abhorrent
to all of us. Now, that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, are they called dim rochok, distant. It doesn't have that connotation that it's of disgust and repulsiveness. That's not what the Targum says. Kol dim rochok kodam Hashem, anything that is distant from Hashem, who hates? Hashem hates. Asu, which is hated, avadu they do lita'avosoin, to their mistake. That's again from yesterday. The Targum translated the word avodazar is a mistake. Are af yos binehon, even their children, their sons, vios binehon, yogdun they burn, binurin the fire, lita'avosoin, to their mistake. Okay, so it's fascinating over here. Now, this we have to understand something. What does it mean, lo sasechein? Pashup shat. Do not do so, Lashem Elokecha. What should you not do? What should you not do? It says over in the pasuk, ki yachre sashem kechzagoy ma'ashrat ha'vashem l'roshosam, v'yarashosam v'yashavta b'yart. Some live in their land. And he shomu bentidok yesh achareim. Achre yishov dem mipanechav. Al bentidosh, do not seek out l'lohayhem. Lema ichu yavdu ha'goyim ho'ilas Elohim. V'yasekein gamoni. Lo sasechein. Ah. Do not do so. Now, but here's the problem. What does that mean? Don't do this. It says, guard yourself. You might be lured in after them. We learned yesterday. You might stumble. After Acherei Hishomu Miponecha. Upen Tidroish. Don't seek out their gods, saying, Eichu Yavdu HaGoyim Ha'ilas Elohim. How do the goyim worship their gods, and I will do the same? What does that mean? Don't do so to Hashem. So I guess what it means over here is that the goyim, they have a unique way of worship. I will do also. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the pasuk is saying over here something which I don't think is the common understanding. When you read the pasuk very quickly and you don't think, it means don't worship idols. Don't worship idols. How do you worship an idol? Whatever they do. Don't worship idols. Don't say, I want to see how they worship idols. I don't know. V'ese kein gam oni. What does this mean? I also will worship the idol. They have a church. I'm very curious. What goes on in church? What are they doing there? What do they do? What do they do in the church? So you know what? Let me go. One day I'll go to church. No one will know. I'll go far away to a church that no one knows about, out of this neighborhood. I'll go. You see, like I'll tell you, oh my Mishagas. You see, I used to be years ago, not really anymore. I couldn't care less anymore. You know, I used to be like more yeshivish, more bakovedic. So would I go into a pizza store on Avenue J? Never. I wouldn't go to a pizza store on Avenue J. I'm too dignified. I wear a suit and a tie. I wouldn't go into a pizza store, but I like pizza. So what do? Every time, b'liyoytzem in aklal, I go to Borough Park. I don't know a single person in that place of the world. I go there, I go to Beagle Eyes, and I go there. I don't know, I go to different places there. Whenever I go to Borough Park, without fail, I go to a pizza store, I order pizza and whatever I want, onion rings, and I sit down at the table and I eat and I look around and I have a good time. In Flatbush, I don't do that. You know why? Because I know everyone in Flatbush. I know a lot of people.
Because there's a pizza store right next to Beagle Eisen.
Right. There are two pizza stores. There used to be two pizza stores.
Right.
One was good, was not so good. You know, I know all the places. I know all the good places. In Flatbush, I don't go because I know too many people here in Flatbush. I know too, and I'm not interested. and sitting there, and you know, I'm just not interested in Flatbush, you know, getting involved over here with all the people that I know. I go and no one knows me. I have a good time. I couldn't care less. I go, you know, you go to a wedding. You know, as you go to a wedding, so, you know, it's not nice to take out your phone in the middle of a wedding and to take pictures. They have a photographer. They paid a lot of money to have a professional photographer. They don't need me to go take pictures. So also here, if I go and I know everyone at the wedding, you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed to go take out my phone and take pictures. But whenever I go to a wedding that I don't know even one person, I'm the first guy there. I take out my camera and take all the pictures that I want. I don't know anyone. I don't care. Okay, so here, this pasuk here says, Eicha yavdu ha-goyim ha-iles Elohim. What are they doing there? What do they do in the church? So you're not going to go into the church on Avenue J. So where are you going to go? You go out of town. You go to Lakewood. You go to Lakewood. And you find a church in Lakewood. Mayor, do you know any churches in Lakewood? They're all over the place, right? And you go and you find a church. And you go, oh, let me see what they do. So what's the pasuk on the pasuk? And then when I see what they do, you know, maybe I'll like it. I'll also personally become an Oyver Avodah Zarah. Is that the pshat in the pasuk? I don't think so. I don't think that's the pshat in the pasuk. I think the pshat in the pasuk is, let me learn their technique. The davening in shul is boring. Chas v'shalom. Let me see, what do they do in the davening in the church? Oh, they have an organ. An organ. Wow, not bad. You know what? The esekein gam oni, let me bring an organ into the shul. And we'll use an organ to serve Hashem. In the church, maybe the prayers are in Latin. Or they say from David HaMelech, Psalms. But what does the rabbi, what does the priest do? No one understands what the Psalms mean. So he translates it into English. So you know what? It's a great idea. In shul, when we'll say Pesuke de Zimra, we'll have people come up to the bima, and they'll translate the Pesuke de Zimra. We'll go into the churches and see their technique. And what we'll do is we'll borrow from their technique and bring it into our Mekoymos HaKadoshim, and we'll serve Hashem with their technique. When it says here in the pasuk, the ese kein gam oni, the pshuto shel mikra is the kam. Yes, stop a child from elementary school on the street and ask him, what does this mean? He will tell you what it means is, don't go to the church and see what they do, because before you turn around, you'll make a church also and you'll worship their gods in your backyard. You'll worship Pa'or, you worship Marcolis, you'll worship the Asherah. Whatever they do, you'll do. Let me go, I'll do the same thing. So Hashem says, no, don't do so. Now the problem is,
Brian,
what do you think of it? The problem is, if you're going to say this is the pshat, the words LaHashem Elokecha don't make any sense. It doesn't. The words don't belong here. What are you going to say? Loisasekein, you're giving Hashem agmas nefesh. Loisasekein laHashem elokeichem. Don't do this to Hashem, to abandon Hashem and to worship idols. You're giving Hashem agmas nefesh. Don't do this to your parents. Your parents raised you to be a shomer Torah mitzvos, and here you go off and you become a goy and you worship over the Zara. Don't do this to your parents. You're giving your parents agmas nefesh. Is that the pshat in the pasuk? Maybe. Or maybe the pshat in the pasuk is, you're not going all of a sudden off the derech in a moment. Hashem says, Pentidrosh Leloheim Lemar. Pasuk doesn't say you want to go worship their gods. If these intelligent Gentiles are doing something in their church, there must be something to it. If they keep on coming back every week, and they're paying money to be members, there must be something going on in there. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to MTJ, I used to walk to MTJ. I went to MTJ until 5th grade. So on the corner of MTJ, there was a church. There was a big church, a very fancy church, a very, very wealthy church. And I would pass it every single day. And I always wondered, what goes on there? And on Sunday, every Sunday, the door was open. Because on Sunday, they go to church. And you can see inside, from the outside, and so you can see the cathedral, you can see the shul. You can see the sanctuary. And I remember always looking inside from the street, and I thought, wow, what's going on in there? It looks very, very fancy, very, what's going on in there? Now, is a person going to go worship over the Tzar? Of course not. But they must be doing something there that's interesting. Maybe we can borrow from their technique and use that, adapt that to serve Hashem. So Hashem says, no. If you go inside there and you learn how they worship their gods, don't even have a Hava Amina to bring that technique into the Beis HaKnesses. If they use an organ, so I'll also use an organ. It's very nice. Musical instruments, very nice. No. L'sasechein, don't use that technique to serve L'Hashem Elokecha. Because once you go down that path and you start borrowing from the technique and the ideas of how the goyim serve their God, before you turn around, you're going to be taking your children in the shul and you're going to be offering them as sacrifices to Hashem, just like what they do. And I don't want that. Ki kol toivas Hashem asher sonei asu le'elohim. You know what they do in shul? Ki gam es b'neihem v'es b'noseihem yishuvu v'ish le'elohim, to their gods. And if you're going to go follow what they do, you're going to one day say, let's serve Hashem by offering our children as sacrifices to Hashem. Once we already borrowed from them the technique of an organ and doing this and this and this, oh, it's not such a bad idea. We'll bring one of our children as a sacrifice. Look at the Akedah. Hashem told Yitzchak, Hashem to Avraham, bring Yitzchak as a carbon to the Akedah. The pasuk here is not warning us not to worship idols. There are plenty of psukim that tell us that already. And it's not going to happen overnight that a Jew worships an idol. Not so stupid to go bow down to a piece of wood, piece of stone. It's not going to happen so fast. But what will happen is we will try to imitate their technique. And you know why? How you know? Because we did this. What is the whole reform movement all about? What are we saying, these archaic prayers, Yukum Purkum and Shemaya? Do the Goyim say Yukum Purkum and Shemaya? Everything has to make sense. Let's get rid of that. The Goyim have an organ. We'll have an organ. Before you turn around, you go down the slippery slope, forget about Shabbos, forget about this, Kashrus, forget about intermarriage. And before you turn around, you got nothing. You got nothing. Zero. Don't borrow from the Goyim one single iota. You have enough in Chazal and your tradition to find meaning in your service to Hashem. And if you don't find meaning, it's your problem. It means you're not doing it right. It's not a time to make any changes. I always have this complaint, and people really don't pick up on it. Is it became a mishigas now? Slichos around the corner. So around the corner now, slichos is now. They have music. They have a band. There's a band that participates. Kalbach. Kalbach started off when he did Hallel. Kalbach was a very great person. Don't get me wrong. I'm not from the critics of Kalbach. I'm from his admirers, and I feel his pain. He had a very difficult life. He was betrayed. People betrayed him and really, really, really hurt him. And it triggered a lot of horrible things. And my heart goes out to him. And he was very great. He had a tremendous power. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is, how he allowed himself to have a guitar, just one instrument, when like one instrument when he did Hallel. I don't even know if it was even him, it was someone else. There was one instrument, the guitar, a little music when he did Hallel, a little music when he did Slichos. So what happened? After he died, they took over. So they had one instrument, a little bit. Now they have already a whole band. They have already a whole chevra with musical instruments. And it's no longer just in the Kalbach Shul. It spread to all over Klal Yisrael. And really? Are you really allowed to do this? Is this traditional? Why is this different than the bringing an organ into a shul, which was Yahorik Val Yavar? What's the pshat? Slicha is mamish a tefillah. You say Ashrei, you say Chatzi Kaddish. The Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim is Bemkoim the Shemone Esrei, and then you say Tachnun and Aleinu. I mean, what's going on? I don't say Olim, but what Kaddish to Skabel? I'm shocked. I'm mamish shocked. And you know, I don't hear people making a macha. This is not traditional. You know, you have a chazan is traditional, but to go bring music, in the shul, that's borrowed from the goyim. And it says here, Eicho yavdu agoyim wa'iles Elohim v'yasechein gamoni loisasechein laHashem Elokecha. Don't borrow from their technique. Their technique is to throw stones, to expose yourself and remove waste in front of the idol. So before you turn around, people will say, what a great idea. It's a Kabbalistic concept that a person, the Beis HaKnesses, should expose himself and release waste. It's a great idea. We should all throw stones at the Aron HaKodesh. Meshugas! That's what the Goyim do. And they feel satisfaction in throwing stones. They feel satisfaction in relieving themselves in front of their idol. Maybe there's something to it. Go look what's going on in the world today. Well, there's Meshugayim out there. What are they doing over here? Crazy, crazy Meshugayim out there. What's going on in the world out there? Well, these are smart people. What are they doing? You know, you can legitimize anything. I know what ultimately will come to. It'll come to Games b'nehem, v'yes b'noisehem, yisrifu v'eish le'lohehem. And you go down that path, you'll end up doing this to Hashem. And you'll say, I have to do it. It says in the Torah, Hashem has told Avram Avinu, bring Yitzchak on the Akedah. So you see that Hashem wants it. You legitimize anything. Loi sasun chein l'Hashem elokecha. Now, what does the Targum say? Okay, this is an important word. He says an abomination. It's a shocking translation. Is not an abomination. He does not call it an abomination. He calls it something that is distant. Something that is distant, Kodam Hashem, which omits the expression of disgust and abhorrence. Hashem, these sonei, which is hated, avadu they do leta avos to their mistake. Arei af yos binehoin, their sons v'yos binosehoin yoikdun, they burn binudo in the fire leta avos hoin. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Unless we get a little quick look at what it means to be a limrachak. Limrachak. This is parshas Re'ei. And Shlishi, we'll turn to the page. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasik 2. No, what happened over here? I went too far. The last Pasik in Perek of Beis. Okay, so it says over here, let's see over here, looking. Trying to find it. Sonei, Hashem hates. This is Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lamed, where is the Lamed Aleph? I think they're missing the Lamed Aleph portion. No, they don't really focus on what I want to Sonei. No. Nope. Nothing to talk about. Okay, next. New parak. Eis kol ado, eis kol ado rasher anochi mitzav eschem, oisois tishmu la'asois lois sosef, olav lois sigra mimenu. Everything that I command you to do, asher anochi mitzav eschem, I command you, oisois tishmu la'asois, you shall guard to do, do not add, v'lois sigra mimenu. This is the classic halacha, bal tigra, bal toisef, don't add. Rashi in this pasuk says, Rashi, eis kol ado rasher hakala kachamura. Everything that is kala, kala kachamura. Mayor, you there, mayor? If I wasn't wearing glasses, mayor, you there? I'm not going to say something out there, mayor. All right, I was there. Eis kol adavar. Okay, well, I'll tell you if mayor comes on later. I'll tell him what I was going to say. Adavar, that's kala kachamura, something which is lenient and something which is strict.
I'm here the whole time.
Yeah, so if I wouldn't have my glasses on, I would make believe it says kala with a chaf.
Yeah.
And it says kechamura with a saf instead of the resh. It's very similar. The kala is like her shviga.
Why?
Chamoisa. The kala, right. The daughter-in-law, is just like the mother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you look at the pictures to see how fat they'll be?
The kala is like the chamaisa. My father always was a joke. He would always joke. My father taught girls a lot. He taught girls in Stern College. In Stern College, he taught the boys and he taught the girls. So he would always say, Noshim daitan kalois, right? So
they all think about being kala.
Right, they all think the whole day, because they always would come to my father every day, I can't take the test, I can't, I have a date, they would confront, I have a date tonight.
Yeah.
I have an engagement, my best friend got engaged, it was like every single day, like the million excuses, all relating to one thing, to Shidduchim. Noshim daiton kalis. I'll take a kala with a kuf, ella with a chuf, with a chuf.
That's right. The shvig influences them.
The kala is kachamoisa. The kala, the daughter-in-law, is like the kala, the bride, is like the mother-in-law. A shviga joke. No, you don't like the shviga joke? Tishmu lasais. You shall guard to do. Litin leisase ala sehamur beparsha. What's the problem with tishmu? You shall guard.
That's what's called taking the kids for the meilach. You put them into the shviga's hands. Right?
Tish, why? They're very good. They babysit. Free babysitting. Tish mulasais. Li ten loisase ala sehamun beparsha. Shekol ha-yishomer lush and loisasehu elish ein leikin al yishomer shel ase. So this is the lomshe pasek. The word tishmu means a loisase. There's a loisase. Lasois is an ase. So make up your mind. Is it a loisase or is it an ase? So this is unique. Li ten loisase ala se. Here's the chiddush. Being that the word tishmeru is juxtaposed to the word la'asois, on this type of loisasei there is no malchus. If a person wears tefillin that has five compartments instead of four, a person on sukkahs, I have a new idea. I'm going to put into my dalad minim roses. Roses. Why should we just have green? Let me put some nice roses into my lulav and esrog. It'll make it more colorful. He adds in a couple of roses. So he's over on an iser de oiraisa of lois soisef. So does he get malchus? Do they take him out into the street and whip him? No, because it says, but it's a lois asay. It says tishmeru. It says tishmu, you shall guard. No, when it says tishmu lasois, La'asois is coming to teach you that if you violate lo'isoysef olav and lo'isigra mimenu, it's teaching you that there is no malchus. That's what it seems to say. Litin lo'isasei alasei homur meparashat shel kol yishom v'loshon lo'isaseihu elashen lo'ikin al yishom shel as elashen lo'ikin al yishom shel asei. Now, what I don't understand though is, it does though say the word lo'isoysef. So what about the word lo'i? Why doesn't this count? Halacha l'maisa. If a person has tefillin, has five compartments, does he get malchus? So I would assume it says lo'isoysef, Allah, you get malchus. But yet it says in the beginning, Tishmeru, which is another lois asay, la'asois to do, which is an asay. These two together tell you that you don't get malchus. It's a lois. But what about the word loy? So you have to say that these two words, sishmeru, la'asois, is coming to modify the word loy. Maybe that what Rashi means? Could be. Now, what exactly is the isra of Baal Tosef? Chamisha toitofos. Five compartments. Chamisha minim belulov. Arba brachos lebirchos kohanim. If a person by birchos kohanim decides he wants to eat another bracha, that's an isra. But let's say a person puts on two pairs of tefillin. I put on a pair of tefillin, the regular pair of tefillin, pay $3,000 for a pair of tefillin, and then I put on my head another a mishagas right next to the tefillin, or besides the tefillin, I put on my head a stam a mishagas. I tie it to my head, an apple. I tie it to my head an apple. Does the person get malchus? Is that called loisoysef? No. The essence of loisoysef, the Gemara learns, I don't have the makaris, is you have to take a pre-existing mitzvah and you have to expand upon it. But if you create for yourself your own mitzvah, you add a 614th mitzvah, it's a mishagas. It's a mishagas. But it's not a violation of loy soysef. That's not a violation. Now, what about loy sigra? L'chor, it's the same thing. If a person goes and he decides one day he's not going to wear a tefillin altogether, so he's not in violation of loy sigra. If he takes his tefillin and he takes out one of the four parashos and reduces it to three parashos, that is a violation of loy sigra. Okay, now what does Rashi over here say? Targum say, Targum says, Yos kol piskama. The word davar means every matter. Di ana mifaked yos, which I command you. Yos chon. Yos say it. Titrun, you shall guard. Lemebod to do. Lois soisfun alohi v'los simneun minei. Don't add and do not retract. Next pasuk. Now we go to new parish. Now, by the way, we always talk about this. What in the world is chapter 13 doing here? Who made this chapter break? The Christians. Like I told you many times, we're saying this year, is that there's only one chelik of the entire Tanakh that has not been affected by the Christians, and that is Tehillim. Tehillim is the only thing. It's unbelievable. This idea is an unbelievable idea. The only thing that is still pure in Tanakh is Tehillim. The chapter breaks of Tehillim are the way they were from the very beginning. Everything else in Tanakh, we can't shake it. The way we break up the Pesukim, 1, 2, 3, 13, who put these chapter breaks here? The Christians. What's going on over here? Now this is a very important chapter break here, because we talk about a Navi Sheker. Who is the real Navi Sheker of them all? The king of the Navi HaSheker? Yoshka! Yoizel! Yoshka! He's the top. He's the Avi Avos. Don't you think the Christians get a little worked up when they came to this section? If any child, in any little child, if you would tell him, you know, we have to make chapter breaks because we have to be able to organize the Torah. You know, sit down at home in your leisure and make chapter breaks in Chumash. There's no person in their right mind, anyone, from top to bottom, would put a chapter break after Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Who would do that? No one would do that. You would put the chapter break where the Torah put the chapter break. You see, there's a pay, there's a parsha psucha. There's one more pasuk. Chaperain. Where is the logical place to make a chapter break? I mean, this is a geisha thing. Who asked for chapter breaks? Who put a chapter break over here? If you want to go put a new chapter break, so the perfect place would be Ki Yakum, Bikir Bechon Novi, Oy Choleim Chaloim, V'nosne Lech Oy Sumayfes. This is where the chapter break belongs. There's only one more pasuk. You go through over here all these mitzvahs. Hashem's going to cut Kiyachris pasuk 29 to pasuk Lamed Aleph is one inyan. Kiachres Hashem, when Hashem he wipes out the goyim, and he gets rid of them, don't get curious and see what they did to bring into shul. Don't do that. Don't behave like that. Because if you're going to start doing that, who knows where you'll end up. L'sasachin l'Hashem l'keichem. And then the pasuk winds down. It says, oh, Eiz kol adav ha-shenuchim mitzavah eschem oisai tishmu l'asais. In shul, we set the rules. There's a way to serve Hashem. Don't add to it. Do not detract. It is poshut ad me'oid that this pasuk is the perfect conclusion of everything that we said before. Hashem's going to wipe out the goyim. You're going to get curious. What did the goyim do to worship their gods? Let's also introduce those techniques in our service to Hashem. Don't start introducing new things into your service to Hashem. And don't take away what you're doing. Because if you're going to start doing that, who knows what's going to happen to you? Hisham alucha, don't do that. L'sasechein. Eis kol adov ha-shanochi mitzav eschem. Also sishmu la'asois. L'soisiv lov l'sigram imenu. Do what you're told. Beautiful. It's a beautiful packaging for everything that we learned above. We're finished. Now begins a new chapter. A new chapter. Ki yokum b'kibuch ha-novi. Oy, choleim chaloim. V'nosan elecha oisus. This is a new sugya. A new sugya. So why didn't the Christians put the chapter break over here? Every single chapter break in Tanakh, B'li yoytze min haklal, is 100% apikursis. It was done deliberately to throw us off, lahachis, to promote their deity and to throw us off from any criticism. 100%. Every single one, and some of them you see it openly, and some of them you need to be a little more sophisticated. You have to be well versed in Christian theology to understand what they're trying to do. Now, I don't know much about Christianity. I know nothing about Christianity, in fact. But I do know there's something called a Yashka. And we do know that Yashka was the ultimate. I mean, how many Yashkas are there? There are at least for sure two that we know for sure. Some won't even suggest there were really three over time. And who he really was, the goyim themselves will tell you most of what really happened has disappeared from history. It's been destroyed. We don't even really know the details. But one thing we do know, Chazal, that this religion came about through what it says in this pasuk. Ki yakum b'kir b'cho navi. Now, navi over here does not necessarily mean we have to go through the mefarshim. Oy choleim chaloim, a person has dreams, whatever. V'nas ani lecha oisu moifes. Uva ha ois ve moifes asher dibir lech lemor nelcha achreil him achim asher lo yidatam ben avdam. Worship the Holy Ghost, worship a man, the chves, yeah. Lo yisishma, don't listen el navi yehu choleim chaloim. Ki menas ha-shem lichem eschem lodas ha-yishchem oyavim es ha-shem lichem b'cholam v'chol nafshchem. And Klal Yisrael, they gave up their life during the time of the Crusades. They gave up their lives the time of the Inquisition. They gave up their lives through all the pogroms. Still giving up their lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of these Meshugayim. This pasuk is coming to knock him out. Obviously, the Christians don't like that. This is a problem for them. So what are they doing? I'm sure there's a lot to be said on a very simple level. They're trying to hide it. They're deliberately putting the new chapter break, a pasuk before, in order that the student of the Bible doesn't pay attention to what it says. If this would be a new chapter break, oh, tomorrow we begin a new chapter. Ki yakum bikir b'chonavi oy choleim chaloi b'nos l'oy s'moifes. Oh, it would be highlighting what's trouble for them. They put the chapter break before, they're burying their churban. They're hiding it. It's clear as day. That's what they're trying to do. And probably, if I would know Christian theology, there's probably something even more significant. Because otherwise, this doesn't make one word of sense to put this pasuk here as the first pasuk of this section. It doesn't make any sense. It's just beyond beyond comprehension. This pasuk is the end of the last section. But when you understand that they had an agenda, and this pasuk is not, does not make them happy, this whole section, oh, you want to bury the evidence in such a blatant way. It's unbelievable. You want to go, you can just imagine how they interpret this pasuk, and they'll probably flip the whole thing around. They'll say, everything which I command, who knows who that refers to according to their apikorsis. And they'll go say that the Orthodox Jews, they're the ones who are the Navi, the Cholim, Chaloim, you know. They go and they bury it. It's Kula Sheker. It's unbelievable. This is a very good example of the Shostira Mechol. It's a very good example. Okay? What time is it? We'll only just read this one pasuk. Here, we'll Navi. And also, Ois, Bashamayim, can you remember, Begidon, Visilch, Ois, Ve'oimer, Yeheno, Choydev, El Hagiza. There's going to be a heat wave. El Hagiza, I don't know what that word means. I don't know my Shoeftim. I forgot my Shoeftim. There's going to be a heat wave. And there's going to be on the animals. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to over here. Okay, so that's the ice, the weather patterns. They have expertise in the weather. Oy my face, ba'aretz, in the earth. Alpish kein lo sishma, don't believe them. The im toimar b'nei mo noisim lekosh brochem b'mshol lasos ice. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes these guys, when they give you ice, they basically have divine power. You know why? Because the next pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing you. Sometimes Hashem gives these people supernatural power to make predictions about the future, and it's a test. Hashem is testing us. Targum says, Arei yikum beinoch neviya, a prophet. Oy choleim chelma, someone who dreams. V'yitin loch os oy moifsa, an ois or moifes. Again, according to Rashi, the ois is the weather. It's going to be hot tomorrow. A moifes, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen, ba'aretz. What does it mean, ba'aretz? It means an earthquake? Does it mean an event will happen? You predict the election? You predict who's going to win the lottery? It doesn't really say. Okay, so we learned today a few things. Thank you very much for coming. This is very, very geschmacka stuff to learn this together with you. Only.
Shkayach.
All right, have a wonderful night. Good night, everyone. Be well.
When are you going to make a visit to the local church?
It says in the pasuk, Leisasun Kane. What do you mean? It's an Issa Daraisa.
Leisasa Kane. We're going there to do real estate.
In real estate? To buy the church? They'll never sell it to us. I would have the money anyway to buy it.
There's a church with a school between Avenue, is it M and N, right off of 29th Street? Maybe it's N and Kings Highway?
Yeah.
It's empty. I mean, the church maybe is used. It's a big
church. Who owns it?
The church, the Roman Catholic.
The archdiocese. One of their properties.
Yeah, but they have a whole school there. I don't think the school is being used.
Well, guess what? There are a lot of big shuls in this neighborhood. They're also empty the whole week.
Yeah.
And they're half empty on Shabbos also. Look at Rav David Cohen Shul. Rav David Cohen Shul is a magnificent building. It's mamish. The whole week it's closed. The whole week, for years, since the beginning. I don't think it was ever open even one day during the week. Rav David Cohen Shul. Rav David Cohen Shul on Coney Island Avenue.
It's open every week. They have two minyanim at least.
When they have two minyanim? When?
In the morning.
Shachris?
Yeah.
No, they only have one minyan, I think. And it's a teeny minyan of about 10 people in the basement.
In the basement,
in the back study, in the back room over there, a teeny, teeny little section.
Right.
And the main shul, the magnificent shul, with beautiful benches and pews.
But this was always like this. You had the tremendous Chum Beit Torah in Crown Heights. Humongous shul. They never used the upstairs. It was always used for Shabbos.
It's very sad.
Talmud Torah.
for years. They use the shul downstairs, and Shabbos they go upstairs.
So it's taka very sad. It's a very sad thing that you have such a magnificent shul and you just use it for 2 hours a week.
Let me ask you, the big bells is Medrash, they use the big shul during the week?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Probably not. They're shtiblach around it.
That you know, but you know why they don't? Because they don't. It's too big. It's too big. It's mamish too big. These the Talmud Torah, the shul, is magnificent, but it's not too big. You know what I mean? It's like if they had enough people, they would gladly use it. In Bells, no matter how many people they have, they built it lechatchila not to use. They built the shtibluch downstairs. They have 20 shtibluch downstairs.
Yeah, the Talmud Torah, all these shuls are built. First of all, you got to have a chazan. You can't have a regular bal tefillah.
All right, maybe. Yeah. All right, maybe you're right. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe you're right.
No, they were all these big shuls had a small.
Okay, could be. Maybe you're right. Different style of a different style. Maybe you're right. I don't know what to say. You're right.
Shomrei Emuna had downstairs, upstairs. The Tzvarda Shishul never davened during the week upstairs.
Okay, maybe you're right. I was shocked when I went to Yungizlo Flapush during the week. I couldn't believe what I saw. They davened during the weekday. The room was like this, the size of this kitchen.
Yeah, Yungizlo Flapush had a minion downstairs, and then there was also a little shul on the second floor. But usually downstairs, it was tiny.
The room that they daven in downstairs, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I saw. Teen, like mamish the size of this room here. And I went once to a Tendler shul in Muncie. Moshe Tendler shul in Muncie. So it's a very big shul there. It's a very big place there. It's a modern shul when I was there many years ago. During the week, also, they daven in this teeny, teeny, teeny little room. Like, mom, it's like the size of this kitchen here. Teeny little room.
That was the original shul.
That teeny little room?
I remember it. There was a house, and the shul was in that little room, and then they expanded, and they expanded.
You can barely fit 10 people in there, in the room. That's the original shul they daven. It looks like a shul.
Yeah, you can. They daven the original Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah, 30, 40 people.
30, 40 people in that little teeny room? Hard to believe. All right, could be. Who knows? I don't know. Then we went to the hall for the simcha, the wedding. There was a wedding there. It's a big, humongous, very big, very spacious, the hall. So I didn't see the main shul, if that's what the hall looks like. Oh, where was the wedding? I don't remember. In Eretz Tendler, was that where the wedding was? I went to a wedding. Was it a wedding?
They had it at Route 50. What is it, 54? And there where the drive-in used to be. There's a whole plaza there. It's a very big hall. It's split in two. Upstairs, downstairs, you have room.
Yeah, I remember being very, very big. All right. Whatever. So what's new? How's tomorrow? How was Tamari today? She had a good time today there?
I didn't talk to her. But she's supposed to be fine.
I passed up. I pass Hask every day. I walk down that block every day.
Yeah. What, on 14th?
Yeah. If I'm early when I'm supposed to be going, there's no one there. It's too early. But once in a while, I'm running a little late. And when I'm coming, there some of the early birds are coming. And I look at them. I try to just be very nice. Yeah, all the buses come, and it's mamish. It's a big musa.
It's a business.
It's a musa hask. It's a tremendous musa. I don't care about the business, but you look at some of the people, you look at the parents, people bring them, even look at the bus driver. They have a relationship with these people. It's you know, they have a Kabbalah spun in there. They have these different girls with these tablets.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of musa there. There's a lifetime of musa just to watch what goes on there. Yeah.
Who's still with us? Anyone still?
The gladders are here.
Yeah.
What's the number 13 by the Christ? Isn't it the devil, number 13?
No, 13 is unlucky because...
Unlucky, yeah. Unlucky.
It
So here it is. Kiyakam Yerbuchanavi. How could they make
13 disciples by the Last Supper?
So how could they go make number 13, chapter 13, where it talks about Kiyakam Yerbuchanavi Echolim Chaloim? It's unlucky. This is their parasha.
You go into Manhattan, a lot of buildings don't have a
13th floor. I don't know, the elevators, they don't have 13th floor.
Right, they have a 13th floor. They usually will use it for maintenance, if for the machinery floor, because they can't rent it out.
I think it has to be the number 13 is because since by us, 13 is Kodesh, Bar Mitzvah, the Yod, Gimel, Midas, Rachamim, the Yod Gil Midrash Atar Nidresha, so since by us it's sacred, Lahachis, by them it's a curse. The number 666, by them it means the Satan. You know that? The number 666?
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but in Chazal, what is the sixth parasha? What is the sixth parasha of the Torah? Parashas told us. What's the sixth aliyah? Then you go to the sixth aliyah. And what's the first? What is the first letter of this of the sixth aliyah? 666. The brachos that Yaakov received, that Esav lost out on.
V'yitein lecha.
It's the sixth parsha, the sixth aliyah, the letter vav. This is what Esav is crying about his whole life. The foolishness that he gave up the bechora to Yaakov and he lost out on the brachos, and now he wants to kill us.
So that's why he can eat the pork.
That's so 666 for him is a curse. It's not for nothing that they chose the number 666 to be the Satan. It's not for nothing they chose the number 13 to be unlucky. 13 by Klal Yisrael is everything. The Yod Gimel Midos Rachamim. Hashem saves us from them with the number 13. The Torah is 13 Midos Shatar Nidreshes. Bar Mitzvah, Mitzvah V'yoseh. They're not Mitzvah V'yoseh. They lost out on the 13. They lost out on 666. So they made it into a curse. Everything, there's so much Torah by the Christians. You have to. You got to learn all the theology.
Yeah. And the Pope wears the Shemayna Begadim, right?
Does he? Yeah, he does. Itaka, does he? I don't know all the halachas. All I know,
know
one year a guy in Frankel's on Purim, he came to Daven Mincha, he was dressed mamish in the Pope's clothing. He must have ordered them from the Vatican. It was a total replica. I think he wore, instead of a tzelem, I think he wore a Magen David, but he wore mamish.
That's a tzelem too.
And the people there, they really, really didn't like it. They really gave him the business. What a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah b'chlal to have such a costume. And to come into a shul with such a costume? Are you out of your mind? You, mamash, you lost your marbles. To walk
you should in, have come in with a bava v'bekesh.
To come into a shul wearing such a costume? Guy's out of his mind. All right, I'm gonna go.
Okay, good night.
Have a good
See
night. Good night, Mr. Miss Glatter. Be well. Take care. Take care. Have a good night, everyone. Good night.